It was supposed to be a weekend of remembrance and relaxation. Filipinos traditionally flock to cemeteries this time of year to remember deceased friends and families. But this cemetery, the largest in Manila, was closed as the threat of Tropical Storm Nalgae loomed. Flower vendors were willing to risk it, but there was no business.
There was a pandemic, right? We really wanted to see how many people would have come here for the first time in 2 years.
We're staying put because we have to guard the flowers.
Bus terminals that would have been crowded were nearly empty. Many of those who did decide to travel got stuck in ports, with air and sea travel also suspended.
To boost tourism, the government has declared this long weekend a holiday, but Tropical Storm Nalgae has hampered travel plans in the affected areas. Worse, rescue operations are in full swing as entire villages are submerged by flood water.
Before the storm had even made landfall in the Philippines, parts of the country were already experiencing heavy downpour for days. Flash floods caught many in the province of Maguindanao by surprise. Rescue workers scrambled to get to those who needed help. But help did not come quickly enough for one village. Kusyong instantly became a site of mass casualty. And the aftermath was nothing short of catastrophic.
Barm Chief Minister Ahod.
At an emergency meeting on Saturday, President Ferdinand Marcos wondered how such a tragedy could have happened.
What caused the flooding? Why weren't they evacuated? What happened and why so many deaths?
Government officials hope the death toll won't increase significantly. But the storm's size covered nearly the entire country. And as it continued to sweep through the main island of Luzon through to Sunday, it's difficult to say how much more devastation it will leave in its wake. Barnaby Lo, Al Jazeera, Manila.